So if you missed it, Lane Kiffin, you know, he's known to make some comments to the media about whatever it is that's weighing on his mind. He's always been pretty open about that. And so he had some thoughts about his upcoming matchup this coming weekend. And yes, did you want to?
Well, I think the comment actually is about the following week. He'll be facing off with Georgia. So it's actually Georgia, Ole Miss week next weekend, and Bama, LSU, who are on byes this week. So
this leads me to his comment on the kickoff time then, which is set for 3:30. So that would be Georgia, Ole Miss at 3:30. And he has an issue with that because of what the night game is. Let's take a listen.
Well, and they just announced the November 9th kickoffs, 2:30 for y'all against Georgia. So you got two morning, two afternoon kicks left. From your perspective or coaching perspective, is there any advantage at all to playing day to tonight kickoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's proven over time in NFL and college. You know, playing at night in electric atmospheres is a home field advantage, and tough when you got to do that as a opposing team. So that's been proven for a long time. And so who went at night? LSU gets to play at night again, I guess. Shocker. So that's two for two for them. It is an advantage. I feel bad for our fans, you know, to not have one night conference game is really unfortunate for them. And so whatever, it's just really disappointing, but it is what it is.
I wonder, like, Ole Miss never plays at night, it feels like, especially with a team like Georgia coming to town, you would have thought. But, you know, LSU, Bama is just one of those games that I don't know. I'm a Bama guy, and I would have rather seen Georgia, Ole Miss at night.
Maybe Lane shouldn't have lost two games.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, I know LSU's lost two now at this point, but
I was going to say Bama has two.
Year,
so
I
mean, guess what? They're brands. You're not.
I don't know what the schedule was. I can't remember the complete schedule last year, but when I had Ole Miss, Alabama, it was an afternoon game.
Yeah, it was 3:30. Yeah,
it was 3:30.
It was 3:30. But that's usually the prime spot anyway when it was on CBS. So
it's a prime spot for TV ratings, and that's why it ends up being the way it is. But I just he has been talking about this for a while. He wants night games for Ole Miss, and they never get night games. In LSU, it's nighttime in Death Valley. Like, they get them a lot.
Yeah, I mean, this is the worst version of Lane for me. Like, this
I didn't mind it at all.
I like happy, petty Lane Kiffin. I don't like sulky, sad Lane. Where, who got it? LSU. Oh, yeah, man.
Shocker.
Yeah. It's like, okay, well, guess what, Lane? If you wanted a night game against Georgia, maybe you shouldn't have lost to Kentucky. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the hell to tell you. I get it, though, but
you're saying he's not in your driver's seat for the Florida job next year. That's what you're saying?
I mean, when Billy Napier
put you on the spot.
I'll be honest with you. Because I know you're always honest with me, and you tell me every time you speak. I have enjoyed the progress that Florida has made as a team overall, and I think that Billy Napier handled the DJ Lagway, Graham Mertz situation as well as he could. I would hate to make a change and then see the top quarterback recruit of the 24 class walk somewhere else and with NIL money because you just couldn't have a fourth year and you wanted to pay a $30 million buyout.